And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 6th of March, 2016. It's the birthday of the Nobel Prize-winning novelist who said, "I've always been convinced that my true profession is that of journalist." Gabriel Garcia Marquez, born in Aracataca, Colombia, 1927, on this day, who said, "I learned a lot from James Joyce and Hemingway, but the tricks you need to transform something which appears fantastic, unbelievable, into something plausible, credible, those I learned from journalism. The key is to tell it straight. It is done by reporters and by country folk." Marquez said he learned to write short stories first from Kafka. He said the first line of Kafka's Metamorphosis almost knocked him off the bed. The sentence, "As Gregor Samsa awoke that morning from uneasy dreams, he found himself transformed into a gigantic insect." Marquez's famous novel, 100 Years of Solitude, begins, "Many years later, as he faced the firing squad, Colonel Aureliano Buendia was to remember that distant afternoon when his father took him to discover ice." It's the birthday of the poet Elizabeth Barrett Browning, Durham, England, 1806. Oldest of 12 children, she loved riding horses and writing poetry. And then at the age of 12, she began to suffer from a debilitating illness, never diagnosed, terrible headaches and spinal pain. The doctors prescribed morphine, which she took for the rest of her life. She was 38, something of a recluse, when she published a collection of poems which was read by a young, unknown poet, Robert Browning, and they entered into a passionate courtship. In less than 2 years, they exchanged 574 letters. He came to see her over her father's objections. She wrote a series of love sonnets. Eventually, they eloped to Italy, settled in Florence when she was 40, and her health improved, and she gave birth to a son. She wrote more poems, but mostly she wrote tracts against slavery and child labor. It was on this day in 1951, the espionage trial of Julius and Ethel Rosenberg began, with Ethel's brother David Greenglass testifying for the prosecution. Many Americans on the left believed that the Rosenbergs had been framed, but when the Cold War ended and the Soviet Union opened up its records, it was shown that they indeed were guilty of espionage. Here's a poem for today by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, "The Tide Rises, the Tide Falls." The tide rises, the tide falls, the twilight darkens, the curlew calls. Along the sea sands damp and brown, the traveler hastens toward the town, and the tide rises, the tide falls. Darkness settles on roofs and walls, but the sea in the darkness calls the little waves with their soft white hands, efface the footprints in the sands, and the tide rises, the tide falls. The morning breaks, the steeds in their stalls stamp and neigh as the hostler calls. The day returns, but nevermore returns the traveler to the shore, and the tide rises, the tide falls. A poem by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by TIAA. Whether it's investing, advice, banking, or retirement, TIAA is committed to helping those who do good do well. Learn more at TIAA.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.